Blog Talk Radio.
Declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one, and he has the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and to our beautiful eternal life. Hallelujah. He is our only hope and light for a lost, dark, and dying world. Again, praise the Lord. Can't praise him enough. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspiration, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music ever made and that has ever been played. Fire, the gospel experience, will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Because, listen, God is not a respected person. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for our spiritual uplift from the book of 1 John 4 and 6, where we read the Apostle John is sharing the much-needed truth that is being contaminated by those bringing errors into our Christian faith. They are contending with certain aspects of the authenticity of our Lord Jesus Christ, whether he is whom he claimed to be or something or someone else. Now, in our present time, we must be armed and prepared to stand in his defense of our faith and of our Savior Jesus the Christ against all those man-made and devil-generated lies. We are going to talk about truth and error. My special guest is here, a beautiful young millennial sister talking about has the gift of encouraging word, inspirational in such a poetic way, inspirational poet and speaker, woman of God, Tamara Suber is here. And it feels like Ladies Day because later on in the broadcast, bringing word of inspiration is minister, author, and gospel artist, woman of God, Dr. Victoria Dunstan. She's been my special guest before, but she's going to bring us word of inspiration recorded, like I always ask and suggest you, talented speakers that have an encouraging word to send me that recorded cell phone message. You can record it on your cell phone and send it to my email address, but we'll get to that later on in the broadcast. There's no excuse for you not expanding your territory and being blessed, double blessed, more than you're being blessed already. So why don't you just go ahead and call your family members and friends, co-workers. You can call who's in your spirit right now to catch this broadcast either live or on the archive, because God has blessed me to be able to have this syndicated Fire Gospel Experience Ministry on 5 networks, on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify. It's even on my Twitter account. And if you go to Ron E. Jefferson, guess what? You'll see Fire, the Gospel Experience, right there on YouTube. So there's no reason why we can't give God praise and glory as we learn to be just like our Lord Jesus the Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for overseeing our lives. We've already had prayer. We are just waiting on you to come in and move as you move and have your way. Thank you for lighting the fuse that's about to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire. Lord, the Bible declares that while we were yet sinners, our God loved us. He had a definite state of mind when he set his love on us. And then he proved that love for us by sending us his darling and only begotten son, the Lord Jesus, to show us love unexpected. Title of that new song from Wade the Barber. Lord, y'all make this fire gospel experience so steamy, so gospel hot. By sending me all of this beautiful music, and I want to thank you. New music from Wade the Barber. Love unexpected. My special guest is here, awesome young woman of God, millennial woman of God. I love this generation that's coming up behind us because they have their own style, they have their own swag, they have their own identity, which is cool because I'm believing that they picked up a few things from us who came before them, just like we picked up a few things from the generations that we grew up under. So they have created their own love for Jesus. And I'm going to just tag her right now for the first time on this Fire Gospel Experience as the new young queen of poetic expressions, woman of God, Tamara Suber, is here on Fire, the Gospel Experience, to bless her with words of love, peace, and encouragement that pleases God Almighty all the way up into heaven. Yes, indeed. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, Tamara Suber, for joining us here on this Fire Gospel Experience. How you be? That's how they say it in the South. How you be?
I am doing fine. I be fine. Yes, I be fine. I'm doing
amen.
Well. How are you?
How you like that? I'm good. How you like that new title that you've just been given on this Fire Gospel Experience, the Young Queen of Poetic Expression? You can use that now. I want you to use it.
Okay, yes, sir. I will use that. I feel very humbled. Very humbled.
That's
about
yours.
It.
That's yours. I want you to use it because I have been blessed by your words of encouragement. Got to give a shout out to our mutual friend. Was it Monique E. Russell? Because I know another Monique Washington. I don't want to get my Moniques confused.
Yes.
Which one of those are our mutual friends?
Yep, it's Monique E. Russell. Yeah.
Monique E. Russell. Because Monique Washington is also a spoken word artist contributing. So y'all are running in the same vein. Y'all have this inspiration of just speaking from your heart, from your mind, from your soul, which is the most beautiful place a person can possibly speak from. I'm just excited. I'm looking forward to you sharing some of your inspirational pieces. But first of all, why don't you just give us a brief introduction about who you are. Let us know a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little bit about your story, who you are, so that we can appreciate the beautiful things that you're doing for God.
Yes, I am Tamara Suber. I am a believer. I love Jesus to the fullest. I am a voiceover artist, and I've been in the faith for a very long time, since probably maybe 9 or 10 is when I got saved, and I just knew I had a call in my life, and I knew God wanted me to do some things with my life, so as best as I knew how, serving the Lord all the way up until now, as far as the age of 36. So once again, I'm a voiceover artist and love to inspire people, encourage people, because being that you're a Christian, you're not exempt from the trials of life. So I like to inspire people because what I've been through can help someone else out. So, yep, there you have it.
Amen. We're not going to let you get away with that. Tell us about some of the things. You don't have to go into no intimate details. I want you to be comfortable. But tell us what life is like for a young 36-year-old woman living in these times, because, you know, these are some treacherous times we're living under. If you say you're a Christian right now, you will be tested for sure.
Yeah.
Tell us about some of those days when your faith was being challenged.
Yeah, so just circumstances, situation. I mean, about 2 years ago, I went through a divorce, so that was very, a challenging experience because, you know, You hope for the best at the beginning and you don't, you know, see those things coming until at the end. You're like, wow, what happened? And so being challenged when I was married and also after that, that taught me a lot of different things about going through different trials and tribulations in life. And, you know, as far as financially going through with my finances, you know, sometimes the finances are not lining up the way they should, and that's why you have to trust God with everything. You know, he's not the backup plan. He is the plan. So basically going through things like that and being, once again, reverting back to just, you know, being a divorced woman and being single now, it's a totally different ball game. You know, co-parenting is very different now. So going through, you know, co-parenting for the, you know, sake of my child and different things of that nature as well. Basically, I've learned to grow through this experience because it wasn't easy and it was, you know, painful, but like the Bible says, all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord, who are called according to the purpose. So I definitely welcome those things. It's not pleasant when they happen, but definitely it will work out for my good. And, you know, helping other women how to overcome a divorce definitely is what I feel like the Lord is leading me to in my ministry. So, yeah.
Amen. Amen. Well, if you don't mind, I'm just going to share with you what Holy Spirit God is giving me right now, because I hear a strong sense of identity coming from you, that whatever you may have been through, I think who you are in your core being, whatever you went through, good, bad, ugly, and everything in between, all of those things, challenge your core person, and you were so determined to not let that thing defeat you that it made you stronger. Because see, I hear spiritual strength in your voice.
You're right. Yes. Yeah. I mean, it was rough. I'm not gonna lie. You know, I definitely still pray for her father. You know, as far as going forward, we're very you know, cool as far as co-parenting, but at that time, you know, wanting to commit suicide because one time in my marriage, you know, I had lost myself. You know, I wanted to be the good wife and be perfect and this and that, but at times I lost myself, and that's where I, like, lost my grip in relationship with God. But coming out of it, I've learned some things along the way, so I've got some badges in that area by the grace of God, and knowing how to overcome those things. I had to get delivered from suicidal thoughts because I thought my life was over until I started encounter other women that have been through what I've been through. And I'm like, okay, I can make it. It's not the end. Things happen in life. Things happen, and you can't be so hard on yourself, but things happen. You have to just take a deep breath. You have to seek God. You have to constantly be at his feet. I know I was at that time in some areas, because at one point my head was just spinning, like, I cannot believe this happened. But all things work together. So, yes, spiritual strength, I needed to pull on God, definitely, and friends and ladies that went through what I went through, because they know the emotional peace and attachments to it. So, yes, absolutely.
Amen. Amen. I'm going to tell you this, and I don't believe I've shared this on the broadcast before, because I understand hitting such a low point that you begin to wonder, would it be better if I were not here? Now, you know, that's pretty drastic when you start talking about my life has reached a point of such pain and seemingly futility that maybe I should go ahead and take these handful of pills like I did, because I had reached such a low point. I said, if I'm worth saving, I don't know if this is going to end my life or not, or just make me sick.
Right.
But by me consuming those pills, I'm talking about a handful, I say, God, I don't know, I'm not sure if I'm worth your love anymore, because I have reached such a low point. I used to wonder, Lady Tamara, if there was something so adversely negative, inherently wrong with me, that maybe I can't see it, but other people could. So maybe, God, I need to just come on and be with you, and I'm going to just see if I can just take that cloud ride to be where you are. Now, if I'm wrong, Father, I know you'll save me. See, I've experienced that, and I've never shared that before. And I told you before the broadcast that Holy Spirit God will speak to us about things that we need to share as we're speaking. I've never shared that before, but I want somebody to know, yes, your boy Ronnie Jefferson has reached a low point of maybe this life is not what I thought it was. It's so painful and so disappointing that I'm not sure if I even want to be here anymore. I'm going to take a chance, play Russian roulette, so to speak, and let God save me if I'm worth saving. So, yes, sister, you're not alone. And when people hear this broadcast, they're going to thank you and I for sharing what we just shared, because there at that same point right now, or else they've been there and they're dancing and shouting and waving their hands right now because they're getting their praise on, because they know what it's like to be saved after you've been saved.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Redeemed
exactly.
After you've been
two
redeemed.
Times over.
Amen.
Yes, exactly.
God is.
Yes.
God is good. Woman of God, we're going to continue to get to know you, but right now I'm just excited because I can bring your podcast, and we're going to tell the listeners a little bit about your inspirational podcast so that they can tune in. But right now, I just would love for you to just bless us with an inspirational piece, if you don't mind. Go right ahead. I'm going to pass you the microphone and the platform. Here is Woman of God, Tamara Suba, blessing us with inspirational words. Yes, on Fire, the Gospel Experience. Go right ahead, my dear sister.
All right. So I have a podcast, and it's Monday Motivation. And one of my pieces that really inspired me, you have to speak life into your situation. So there was episode 26 were affirmations. So here's a couple of them. I have eight of them, and eight is the number of new beginnings. So I can definitely share those with you as well. So the first one is, you will overcome. The second is, you are capable. The third, you have a purpose. The fourth, you will make it. Number five, you can do all things through Christ that strengthens you. Number six, you are unique. Number seven, all things work together. And number eight, you are powerful.
Amen. So which one of those are you going to share with us today?
Amen. So the one as far as you are unique, that's the one that spoke to me, because with the world and society that we live in, people are always trying to compare you to someone else, or just as far as your voice and what you have to do and certain things you have to say. They're like, oh, you don't sound like this. You don't sound like that. You are unique because God made you in his image. And by God making you in his image, you're able to amplify who you are and not be ashamed of what you've gone through and who you are as far as expressing yourself, whether it be your hairstyle, whether it be your creativity. God has made you unique, and there is no one else like you on this earth. And I was thinking of an example as far as twins. They have a different fingerprint. And as far as you having a twin, your fingerprint is different because you're not like your twin. Even though you might sound similar like your twin, you're not the same. You're different and unique. So just remember that you are unique and that no one can compare to you because you're made in his image.
Amen. 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 That's what I'm talking about. Inspirational words right here on this Fire Gospel Experience from Woman of God, Tamara Suba. Yes, talking about Monday Motivation. What inspired you, Woman of God, to, I guess you could say, come out form and let the world know that you have this gift of sharing inspirational word? How did that all come about? What happened in your life to say, I need to go further than just writing these privately in my little notebook and sharing them with maybe a few family members or friends? I want to share these words of inspiration with the world. What was the origin? What was the motivation?
Well, as far as the scripture, where it says speak those things as be not as though they were. So I began to speak over my finances, and they begin to change. So I was like, okay, this works. You need to, you know, read the Bible, and you need to speak life. So I began to inspire myself through the word of God. That's where my podcast was birthed from, as far as the Bible. So I began to do that, and then as I progressed by the leading of the Holy Spirit, just came with a podcast of Monday Motivation. So it came from the Bible, basically.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you've talked about relationship, some of the challenges and some of the circumstances that you've gone through, and I myself also have unfortunately went through a divorce. There's nothing as heartbreaking and disappointing as you believing that you found this person that you're going to spend the rest of your life with, come sickness, health, riches, poor, whatever. Y'all going to stay together. Y'all going to support each other. Y'all going to love each other until old age or until the Lord calls one of us to come on back home to heaven with him. So I do understand that. And I think what that did, Lady Tamara, is it sent me on a lifelong journey to understand relationships. I've written two books. First one for the women, Listen to the Men, Think for Yourself, and Those That Love Women. And my second book for the men and those who love men, which is called The Man Code, Being a Man of Purpose on Purpose. Just trying to share some thoughts from my experience and the wisdom that God provides. I'm a member of certain Facebook groups, Christian Facebook groups, and some of the things they shared, I have to admit, has really kind of taken me aback, because I'm really concerned about not just men and women, ideologies and understandings about how we think we know each other, and how, because that's going to affect how we relate to one another. But I'm also really concerned about those of us that are Christian in relationships and our understanding of each other, because there was a post, and I can't get over it. I really can't get over it. It's a single Christian Facebook group. A young sister, I'm going to call her first name, Lady Tamara, and I'm not trying to put her on the spot, but this was my concern. Mm-hmm. She said that it seems like those people that are not Christians have found a better way to continue in marriage. They are more successful in marriage. And I was shocked when she said that, when I read that, because I'm like, are you kidding me? Every statistical information I've known is universally 65-70% divorce rate high across the board. Mm-hmm. That means races, that means people that are religious and not religious and whatever. And so at the end of her post, she said that maybe the church, maybe Christians rather, which is the same, sort of, should take notice and maybe learn from those people that are not Christian on how to have a successful marriage. And I had to get up off the floor, because I was like, are you kidding? How are we going to learn from people that don't even have a relationship with God if we start taking notes from them? Because, you know, it only takes a little leaven to leaven the whole lump. If we start believing that we can leave our Christian beliefs on the table somewhere and then start peeping over to Dr. Spock that told us, don't spank your kids. Ever since then, our kids have been spanking the parents, okay? So I'm not trying to receive too much of this secular worldly knowledge. I'll take a look at it, and if I can filter it through the Word of God, then maybe I can glean some of it to maybe add on to what I know is biblical and correct. How would you feel about taking marriage tips from people that are outside the knowledge of God?
I honestly believe it's dangerous, because in the Bible has a strategic instructional plan on how you would go ahead as far as go in covenant in marriage. It's there for a reason. And, I mean, like you said, taking those bits and pieces, looking at it, examining it, you know, eating the, you know, meat, maybe spit out the bone, see, you know, if this lines up with God says, okay, if it doesn't, I'm not doing it. It's dangerous. It's kind of dangerous. It's like you're treading on ice that's about to crack. So I definitely would question that post, and I would definitely seek the face of God if, you know, people are out there, you're like, hey, let me see what they're, you know, how do they go about, you know, their marriage, and they're not saved, because I would just seek the face of God about that. But it's very dangerous to take worldly, secular knowledge and try to incorporate it in your life, because it can cause some problems, some issues, situations. Yeah. It can cause that.
I believe that. I do. And that's not to say that there may be some people that are not Christian that have unknowingly and unwittingly picked up some Christian principles from somewhere. I can go for that, because the Bible declares, the Bible declares that God rains his knowledge and his love on the just and the unjust. They could have picked that up and said, what, this made sense, without realizing that they are just catching some of the overflow from the wisdom of God, without necessarily getting it like we do, from the Bible or from church.
Right.
They may have been, they may have been watching a Christian couple. They may have been privy to a Christian conversation without realizing it. Because one thing that I've learned about sharing the word of God is you don't have to sound so churchy. You don't have to sound so religious. You don't have to try to use Bible words, and you don't have to try to quote scriptures to prove to people that you're saved. One thing I like about the Apostle Paul, when he was in Greece at the Areopagus Hill, try to say that fast three times, he spoke, he said, you have an altar to the unknown God, and I'm here to reveal to you who that unknown God is. And then he shared with them who God is. And some said, this is interesting. Some said, you know, he's out of his mind. He's talking stuff that's way beyond our understanding. But then the Bible declared that after that session was over with, that there were some that came privately to him, and then he expounded more details about who God was. So all we have to do is just speak as Holy Spirit God leads us, and then allow them to make the decision if they want to come and know more about him. But this is what I'm wondering. I see this question quite a bit, and I'm going to ask you, what is it that Christian women are looking for in men nowadays?
Well, okay, so I can only speak for myself, you know. It's,
absolutely.
For me, I know it's not enough to, I know it's not enough to say this person, this guy is a Christian, because my ex was a Christian, you know, so it has to be more just to that. But, for you know, for me, somebody who can get a prayer through beyond the ceiling, not saying, you know, my ex wasn't like that. I'm just saying this is for me. I've learned some things along the way. And who, you know, as far as a worshiper, you know, so I'm pretty sure, and even not even just in the spiritual aspect, you know, this person has to be down to earth. You can't be all spiritual all the time, because
that's
we're human. You know, we got to crack up, you know, here and there, you know, and so somebody who's practical, you know. For me, myself, I like to invest money, a lot of different things. So, I mean, you know, just speaking for myself, your credit score got to be right. You know, you got to be on a budget, you know, how many baby mamas that you have. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you handle arguments? You know what I'm saying? Are you, do you have a good relationship with your mom and your dad? You know what I'm saying? Because these are things, because you're going to bump heads. And how do you, you know what I'm saying, as far as deal with those disagreements? Because you're going to have disagreements because of personality clash. You know, are you fully healed? Because sometimes we get in relationships and we're not fully healed from our childhood, and then they wind up festering in our adulthood, and they mess us all up, and then we mess up what God has for us in front of us because we're not healed, because we want to brush stuff under the rug, and we don't want to deal with childhood issues, hurt, and pain. So somebody who's fully healed, you know what I'm saying, and confident in himself, that would be just a bare minimum for me. I got more, but I know we on this broadcast. But, you know... You know, that would be, you know, some of it, but there's more aspects to it. Like, what is your love language? You know what I'm saying? So different things like that. What type of car you drive? I'm not materialistic, but I'm just like, okay, you know, did you have your car? Do you have car payments on it? You know, is it paid off? You know, different things I look at as far as now being that I'm single, I observe, and I just thought, like, okay, God, you know, is this the person, is the one, or just sit down and wait, you know. So yeah, so that's for me, coming from my perspective. I can't speak for no one else, but that's for me.
That's all right. You're a full sister, and all that means is that just gives me all the incentive that I need to have you keep coming back. We can turn this thing into a series. Listen, we're gonna take a short music break.
Yes, but when I we love come, that.
When we come back, woman of God, I'm going to ask you if you have another inspirational piece that you'd like to share after music break. I want you to prepare yourself to do that. And if not, that's okay. It's no pressure on this Fire Gospel Experience. We'll continue on in the conversation, because I want to talk about red flags. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that needs to be discussed, because we could see somebody that we like, and we don't want to risk losing them, so we'll dismiss some things that we wish we hadn't later on down the road. Here's woman God, Lisa Bellamy, because we're going to get our praise on in this house. Come on, Lisa Bellamy. Take us to the throne.
There is healing in listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Lord, I seen you old jazz head had your eyes closed and y'all was tapping y'all toes and rocking from side to side. Yep, I was doing the same thing. That's what you call gospel jazz. And Lisa Bellamy, she brought it, talking about In This House. Didn't she bring it? Yes, she did. One of the most exciting things that we're going to have to look forward to when we get to heaven. The Lord Jesus declared that in his house there are many mansions. He said, don't worry, I'm coming back to get you. And when I do, everybody is going to have their own particular mansion. And do you know, in each one of those mansions, guess what's going to happen? You're going to hear some Christian rock. You're going to hear some Christian jazz. You're going to hear some Christian hip-hop. That way, whatever mood you're in, all you got to do is just go to one of the other brothers or sisters' house and get your praise on. Sounds of Gospel Artist Lisa Bellamy. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for sending all this so cool, groovy gospel music. We're tuned in to my special guest right now, not just with inspirational gospel music, but inspirational gospel conversation. My special guest, woman of God, Tamara Suba, is here. She is the young queen of poetic expression, and you heard that first right here on this Fire gospel experience. And we're talking about relationships, because as y'all know by now, that's one of my favorite conversations. There is no greater relationship or connection that we can have is with the people that we know, be it family, friends, co-workers, or even strangers. We are constantly and always relating with someone on certain levels. And when we get to the point where that centrical circle draws closer and closer, depending upon the level of intimacy that we have with specific individuals, because strangers can't just do what close friends, our BBFs do. You got to go through a process. And in that process, Lady Tamara, there's some things that we talk about. Now, in my book, Listen to the Man, Think for Myself, I talk about red flags, but I also talk about green lights. What are some of the green lights? I'm sorry. What are some of the red flags? Then we'll get to the green light. That concern you, I'm going to say, about men. What is it about men to you that it seems like maybe we have a hang up about, or maybe we have not developed enough in certain areas? Is there something in particular that you are really wondering about men?
Well, as far as with men, maybe it's just how you guys are made up, but I know women, and for myself, I'm very talkative and expressive, and my thing is with men, they're not as like that. They're kind of quiet and reserved, so I'm just wondering, you know, as far as why men are like that, as far as expressing their feelings and how we can express our feelings of how we feel and, you know, go through the whole thing about it, and men are just like, I'm good. I'm like, well, yeah, so it's no substance behind that. Some men are like that. I'm just like, okay, I'm not good. What does that mean? You know, so maybe it's just a makeup of how God made men, you know, the makeup of it. So I'm curious about that. Yeah, definitely.
Well, one of the things that I can share with you about is that there have been multitude generations of fatherless men. And that is crucial in the upbringing and development of boyhood to manhood, because there's a gap. Because in the first chapter of Listen to the Man, Think for Yourself, I talk about boys to men. We have generation of boys basically raising boys. And that's under the umbrella of you blessed Proverbs 31, women and mothers. We thank y'all for taking the positions of being a single parent, which we know 70-80% of black families are being overseen by women. I mean, you know, that's a long story right there, but I applaud women for what they have done in raising. But not having that father figure there, not having that bass voice, not having that male vibe that walks into the room where the boy knows now is not the time for any foolishness. Now is not the time for any sarcastic, smart looks or comments, because there's a different presence in the room. I say this all the time, that women can do what men do. Y'all can work two jobs. Y'all can take them to school. Y'all can make sure that they have food, shelter, clothing. And y'all can do everything that a man can do, but you can't do it like a man does it. It's not in y'all DNA.
Right.
There's some things that we men can't do because it's not in our DNA. We can learn from each other, and that's the whole point. And that's my concern, Lady Tamara, is that it seems that men and women don't understand the formula and appreciate the formula of complimenting one another as opposed to competing with one another. You know, there's this thing about mothers wanting recognition on Father's Day if they're a single parent mother. Oh, come on. We applaud y'all. Man, when Mother's Day roll around, we can't get reservations nowhere. And then when Father's Day roll around, we'll get a shirt and tie and some cologne. So you all are getting more than adequately compensated for Mother's Day. But that's my concern, is that the devil has attacked the head of the family, which is, as according to scriptures, the fathers, the men. And so consequently, that has left generations of boys almost at, I'm going to say, as a disadvantage. And that's not to slight mothers in no way. I was raised by a single parent mother. And you see the awesome young man God has raised me up to be. I'm patting God on the back. I'm not bragging on me. I just was on a personal journey to find out what manhood was. So I would say that the reason that men don't willingly communicate, some men are not adequate communicators. They need sisters to help them. But some men have found that opening up can sometimes have a boomerang effect and a slap in the face. We have insecurities that we'll never admit, that if we tell you too much about ourselves, we leave ourselves vulnerable. Now, you already have an intellectual advantage over us for the most part with most men, and most men realize that. Y'all communicate better. Y'all use bigger words than us, and we act like we know what they mean, but we really don't. You know, so we'll shut down in defense. But the thing that I'm saying to you is that it really is boils down from insecurity and inability to verbalize what we're feeling because we didn't get that mentor to have that father-son talk to sit us down and help explain to us what was going on inside of us. That's why it's so important for men to have fellowship now. But you know what? You know what the reason that most men won't fellowship now is? So that we can mentor each other? You want to know what it is?
What?
Homophobia. Most men are deep. Most men are deep down inside, don't want to get too close out of fear that there may be some homosexuality that surfaces from somebody. Now, I'm just keeping it real. This is what I do. I'll keep it real. I'll put light on the devil's strategies so that we can be better prepared. Yep. There's no need for me to fear another man. If he's homosexual, I ain't going to run from him. I'm going to tell him where I stand and I'm going to pray for him. I'm going to let him know, brother, I'm not into that lifestyle. We could still be cool, but if you ever come on me, that's going to put pressure on our ability to even interact with one another. Now, go with that. See? So my thing is we just have to learn how to trust God to be what he needs to be. Is there anything else? Anything else on your mind? Oh, why don't you go ahead and share your inspirational piece?
Yes, absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned as far as trusting God, because I'm a voiceover artist. I have a podcast every Monday, Monday Motivation on anchor.fm/Tamara-Suber. And one of my pieces that God led me to record was episode 7, and it's Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And what stuck out as far as Proverbs 3, verses 5, is trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. And that spoke to me because a lot of things have happened and transpired in my life that I could not understand or could not comprehend. I always thought that I kind of knew it all, and if I take the right steps this way, everything will work out. Well, when life throws you a curveball, the Bible says to trust God, and even if you don't understand it, still trust God. And also with that, when you're trusting God, don't lean onto your human mind. You got to trust God because his ways are not our ways. So that was one of the pieces I recorded as far as a moment of inspiration to encourage someone, and also just to encourage myself to not lean to my human carnality, but to trust God and his spirituality.
Amen. Amen. There you go right there. You're getting some bona fide, show enough inspiration, and you'll be getting that win on Monday Motivations. Tell my listeners again about your broadcast.
Yes, it's every Monday, and it's called Monday Motivation with Tamara, and it's on anchor.fm. So it's anchor.fm/Tamara-Uber. So like Uber with the S at the beginning, S is in Sam. And it's every Monday. You can always check out a podcast that's streaming on that particular platform.
Amen. 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 Well, I tell you what, why don't you help us men out? Because I asked you the question. I said, what would you say that a Christian woman such as yourself is looking for in men? And we already know that that's going to be a series, so we'll have you come back and we'll continue to talk about that. But why don't you share with sisters on how they can best connect with brothers from your experience? Because one of the things that I noticed in Facebook groups or in conversation, I can say something about a sister that this other sister had never met, will probably never meet in life, none whatsoever. Have to wait till heaven to get to know them. But that sister, regardless of what I say, she'll have a tendency to defend that woman, because it seems like if a sister admits anything in a negative sense or contributing to the deterioration of a relationship, if it's admitted even to someone that they don't know, that some way they may have to either take a look at themselves, which I don't think a lot of sisters are willing to do because they're fearful of, you know, maybe taking more blame than necessary or even bashed. But it seems like women are just not too willing to take a look at maybe some of the things that they have contributed in failure for a relationship, because there are some knucklehead guys out there. There are some dogs out there. But one of the things as a single man, as a happily divorced man, praying for my ex-wife, as a happily divorced man, is I am so tired of taking the heat and the brunt of the aggression and the anger and the defensiveness from sisters that are still upset and angry about other men that have already gone out of their lives. Is there anything that you could say to the sisters to help sisters understand that all men aren't dogs, and then it's then that maybe it's okay to maybe take a look at yourself and not, you know, try to inflict anger and vengeance and regret on men? Because one of the things that I think makes women think that there are not enough available men, I believe that women could be, some women, now I said some, capital letters, S-O-M-E, some women are actually deterring men because maybe their presentation is kind of rough, raw, and we have gone through a lot of angry women ourselves. No one wants to allow us the freedom to speak about what men go through. That's why I decided to start writing books about it. We go through things too, too. Also, no, we don't always talk about them, but there are certain brothers like myself that are willing to talk about it. And then when we do, man, we get blasted. We get, I'm talking about bombarded with all kind of accusations and disclaimers about, you know, that we're just not being heard. Is there anything that you could say to help sisters maybe free themselves?
Yes, how they can free themselves is basically forgiving themselves and recognizing there are still good men out there. I remember going through what I went through. I was upset, and I wanted to do what Jasmine Sullivan, bust the windows at your car type of ministry, but God was like, hold up, Tamara, that's not it. I was mad, upset, angry, and frustrated all in one. It's not the, it's not, you shouldn't try to get revenge. Ladies out there that are listening right now, forgive yourself and know that God has the perfect mate for you. Now, mind you, he's not going to be like God where he's perfect in all of his ways, but he will have some flaws because he's a man and we have flaws as well because we're a woman. But you have to be able to meet in the center and forgive yourself and forgive those other men or other men that have hurt you because you can't move forward into another relationship unless you're fully healed because you're spewing over in your current or you're going to spew over in your future if you're not fully healed. And so I would tell women out there to forgive themselves, to basically do some inner healing because if you really count up the cost, you know, women could have been, you know, as far as I could have been the situation as far as why my divorce ended or he, you know, it takes two to tango basically. I wasn't always the perfect wife, you know, and he wasn't always, you know, we had our flaws here. But to forgive yourself and to move on, you can't live and play that record over and over because it's not healthy mentally and it'll start to mess with you physically as well because when you don't forgive you, you open yourself up to the enemy to have diseases and certain things to happen in your body because you're harboring things that God don't want you to harbor. He wants you to forgive those who have hurt you because your father, if you don't forgive, your father won't forgive you. So for women out there, they need to do inner healing and go to counseling. I'm a big, big advocate of counseling and as far as going through coaching as well. So counseling would help women express it, get it out, crying, getting it out in those sessions. Crying is healing. It did a lot for me, you know, so, and it's still helping with the process here. So women need to go through counseling, inner healing, as far as and then having a stronger relationship with God as well, anchoring your relationship to God. And, you know, start with God because it starts from the head. God is above you. If you're single, God, he's the head. You have a good relationship with him. All your other relationships below God will be in good standing. Like a cross.
That's hot.
Yeah, so you go up and you go cross it. So, yeah, that's what I'm learning along the way. I am not by any means a psychiatrist, counselor, coach, none of that, but I'm learning as the Holy Spirit teaches me. So, yes.
Amen. Amen. Hey, listen, and you can't beat the anointing. I applaud people that have gone on to higher education and got those degrees and that debt. Oops. But also, I am really encouraged by the anointing because there is no greater education than the very anointing of God. That's why God...
Right.
In the form of our Lord Jesus, he basically took uneducated men. I know Luke was a doctor, and I know that Matthew was an accountant. So they did have some skills, but in terms of spiritual insight, they were all bathed in the woods, so to speak. So I understand that an anointing can make up any differences that one may have for education. If you get education, man, get it. If you need counseling, get it. If you need coaching, get it. Because all of those things are all given to us to be used as remedies for healing. Because God wants us to be whole, healthy, and healed. And my former pastor, Dr. Everett Jennings Jr., over at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, said, if you're not whole, if you're not healed, and you're not healthy, you don't even have no business dating. Woo!
Right.
Thank you, woman of God.
What? That's a whole mouthful.
That's a whole mouthful. Amen.
Yes,
and let me drop this other bomb on you that stayed in my spirit. He said that every single relationship that you have will do at least one of four things. Add, subtract, multiply, or divide.
Drop the mic.
Yes, ma'am. Listen, woman of God, you're beautiful in your spirit. We appreciate your ministry. I would love for you to share with us your broadcast one more time, Monday Motivations, where, when, how, what time, and then where you could be contact for booking if someone out there is interested in having you speak at their event or at their program or whatever they have going on that's good and that's godly and want you to be a guest, as well as your social media contacts if you want my listeners to continue to follow you on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, whatever you got going on. And then just maybe if you have a final word of inspiration, we so certainly would appreciate that.
Okay, sure. Okay, so once again, I have a podcast. It comes out every Monday at 8 a.m. It's Monday Motivation with Tamara. It's on anchor.fm/Tamara-Suber. And also for booking, you can send an email to T as in Tamara, J as in Jacob, V as in Victor, P as in Paul, L as in Larry, C as in Charlie, @gmail.com. So TJVPLLC@gmail.com. My social media handles are IG or Instagram, Tasia Voice Pro, that's T-A-J-A Voice Pro. And then I have a Facebook business page of Tasia Voice Productions, LLC, is what I have here. And as far as my last inspiration for people out there is one of my podcasts, episode number 8, which is God is Always With You. What inspired me to basically record that one is because we're about to enter into the fall season. It's about to get cold. You know, if you're single, you need a spouse or a boo and all that stuff. You don't need that right now. You need, God is with you in those seasons. God is with you. I went through a season of, oh, my gosh, it's the Christmas Eve, mistletoe time, you know, just celebrating holidays. God is with you. Yes, it's not, you know, it's a process, but God is with you always through anything that you encounter. So God led me to record that one as far as on there. Yes.
Amen. And that is more commonly and publicly known as cuffing season. That means if you get somebody to fool around and be handcuffed in that bad boy, can't get away no way, no how. Lord Jesus, I'd rather be married than handcuffed. Give me a wife instead of a warden. I don't want a warden. I take a wife every time. Woman of God, we appreciate you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
you're beautiful
for
in
me.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We love you in Jesus.
Thank
We're going
you.
To continue to support you on this fire gospel experience. I got some things in mind.
Thank
I'll be
you.
Contacting you later that I would like for you to continue to promote yourself and your program and your ministry here on this fire gospel experience. If there's anything that we can do here that I can do to help you move forward in what God has called you to do, I want you to get in touch with me. Now, if I find out you got something going on and you don't get in touch with me, I'm going to come find you. I don't know where you are. I'm going to be standing right in your front porch with my arms folded, and I'm going to give you that sideways look like, why you do me like that? I thought we was cool. So, listen, woman of God, you're welcome to come back anytime. Just feel free to get in touch with me if I don't get in touch with you sooner. And we want you to continue to grow and prosper in Jesus. You're in our prayers. You're in our hearts. You're on our mind. And we're going to continue to ask God to watch over you, keep you, cover you, and bless you so that you can do those great and mighty things that the Bible talked about. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. That is woman of God. Lady Tamara Suber was right here on Fire to Gospel Experience, giving us some good godly inspiration, insight, and suggestions on how we can maybe learn life a little bit better from a spiritual perspective. That's a wonderful thing. Thank you. And listen, I want you, and hey, I'm talking to you. If you want to be a part of this fire gospel experience, if you are a spoken word artist, inspirer, encourager, whatever label it is that you use to uplift our God and then to minister to the people in such a verbal way, get in touch with me. I'm on Facebook, Ron E. Jefferson. Also, you can send me an email to ronaldjefferson1@aol.com. Brother Ron, your fire gospel experience is so hot. I got some heat that I want to add to it. I'm going to say bring it. Send me that email message. If you're not able to join me live, why don't you just take that cell phone, that Android, or whatever it is you've got, and record that 3 to 5 minute inspiration with some soft music in the background like I'm playing right now, and email that to RonaldJefferson1. And when I play it on this Fire Gospel Sins broadcast, I will send you the archive so that, look, I know we get busy, but there's a way that we can strategically work together so that we can be about the business of fulfilling the evangelistic commission that God gave us. He said, take this gospel message to all Jerusalem, even to Judea and the uttermost parts of the earth. And that's what we're going to do with God's help. So I want you to be a part of it. If you are a minister, author, gospel artist, you can be my special guest, just like woman of God Tamara Suba was. And we'll sit down and we'll talk about some things that God wants us to talk about your faith, your ministry, your book, your sermon on how God is blessing you to pastor that church that you are pastoring, or how that you've been singing and playing gospel music and you need a platform to reach the masses. That's what I'm here for. Get in touch with me. You can give me a call, 870-413-0220, and let's make it happen. Amen. Just like man of God David Benton. Lord Jesus, we about to dance like we holy. Ah! Come on, man, y'all.
True too. What's up, DB? I think we're going to make them swag it after this one.
Yeah, yeah.
They going to dance to this
one. Oh, I can see that.
Yeah. Give me some love, give me respect, give me respect. Give me my God, give me some space, give me your blessing. Dance like you holy, dance like you holy. Give me some love, give me respect, give me my God, give me some space, give me your blessing. Dance like you holy, dance like you holy. You say you're real with it, so I'm real with it. Then you make it big, I'm chillin' it. Cut the dick, cause you don't know who you're dealing with. Show me some respect, cause I ain't clannin' with the silliness. Surrounded by the fake, you're not really get. Never compromise with some dividends. I did before, but I never will again. Asking God for the forgiveness for my sins. I'm a child of the king, yes, I'm a child of the king. The devil can shatter my dreams, good ground is where I plant my seeds, yeah. I got plenty muscle, grinding in the sea hustle. Been in the struggle, been in the dungeon, but lonely a chip for the lunches. Homie, the road with the punches. All people perish for the lack of knowledge. Why you think we are trapped in violence? College, it ain't for everybody. Some intelligence, stack your wallet. I've been real, told you, I'm cold like a windshield. Roll like a big wheel, spinning like big meals and big wheels. Give me some love, give me respect, give me respect. Give me my God, give me some space, give me your blessing. Dance like you holy, dance like you holy. Give me some love, give me respect, give me my God, give me some space, give me your blessing. Dance like you holy, dance like you holy.
Everything they do is a
new fish you close and I can see the pose.
I told you.
They act so holy, act like they don't know me.
Uh-huh.
Mess up my energy, offensive, religiously, unevenly yoked. They don't mix with my chemistry.
Oh, no.
Profit out of pocket, speaking in riddles all off topic. Planet starships and rockets, spinning the word about sickle sprocket. What is your option, heaven or hell? To what I dwell, will I prevail? It's designed to get it close, I am a slave by the bell. Purposely ordained to carry the day. Baptized in the joint pain, not a slave, turning the pain. Toss a car, breaking the tape. Chop it out like I get to it, ain't easy. Being too old, let go. Feel the room, now I'm attacking all of these. Silicon tea, I think it's all needed. Back up in you, give me a minute. Everything good come from God. Throw an order off to me, you bop my head like the baby. Ain't no ifs, ands, or maybe. Keep on walking in the light, while the rest be so safe. Thinking of me, I hate me, the blood is thicker than gravy. Two on the word, better take that. Shocking amazing grace, covers the room, ready, set. Boom, he ain't dead, you heard what I said, the living bread. Go check the tomb, the bridegroom's returning soon, dang.
Give me some love, give me respect, give me respect. Give me my God, give me some space, give me your blessing. Dance like you holy, dance like you holy. Give me some love, give me respect, give me my God, give me some space, give me your blessing. Dance like you holy, dance like you holy.
Hello, I'm Tanisha Collins, happily married wife of 27 years, best-selling author, speaker, marriage coach, and child of the Most High God. Grateful to God Almighty who called me to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone who will speak life, love, and strength over marriages with the spirit of worship, praise, and thanksgiving for your conference, revival, seminar, or fellowship, please contact me via email at Mrs. Tanisha Collins at gmail.com. To view dates and times for my teaching ministry, to browse my selection of books and services, or to book me for your next event, visit my website, TanishaCollins.com. That's TenishaCollins.com. You are listening to Fire, the gospel experience, where the fire is a moving, uplifting, and unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting you to let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright in your life. Be a blessing to your family, your friends, and your co-workers by telling them about Fire. It's all about kingdom building.
Yes, indeed. It's all about kingdom building. That woman of God, Tanisha N. Collins, I'm trying to tell you, you're talking about a transformational woman. She has a ministry on coaching married folks on how to do it better. Her book right there, just to let you know, The Sex Dare, A Married Couple's 21 Guide to Great Sex, is letting you know she ain't scared, she ain't shamed. I don't know why Christian folks try to act like money ain't a thing and sex ain't a thing. You know that ain't true. So we're going to keep it real, but there are guidelines that we live by. We don't just let our emotions or our libido run us past Christian principles. That's what it is. It takes time. It takes practice. Like my special guest, woman of God, Tamara Suba, said, we're not perfect. It's a process. We're all learning. So that, again, is woman of God, Tanisha N. Collins. She's on Facebook. She has a new book out, Brutal Courage. Listen. We are here to get all the information we can so that we can be best prepared to be the best honorable vessels of God that we possibly can be. And I'm here to just bring it. Y'all hear me? Speaking of bringing, what's in my spirit right now? I feel like y'all just heard from man of God, David Benton, and he just got through letting us dance like we holy. There's some congregations, denominations, y'all already know about the holy dance. There's some congregations that's scared to dance, don't know nothing about holy dancing. But what I want to do right now is I want to bring the old school church and the new school church together. So we're going to have, it's not a competition. It's not a young versus old type thing. It's we all praising God in our own way, because that's how we roll on this Fire Gospel Experience. I believe in just setting the pace and let the Holy Spirit God come in and do what he do. Here's Chantel Norman Beatty and some old school Jesus. Yeah, he'll fix it. Talking about trouble in my way. Yo, young fellas, new school, we about to take you there. And then we're going to let y'all take us to the new school. How about that, y'all?
Now, I want everybody to clap your hands in this place.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it. Now the wait is finally over. Chantel.
Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometimes.
Don't look to the left or to the right. No, only he can help us win this fight.
will fix it.
Yes, Lord, I'm telling you, Jesus will fix it. He'll fix it every time. Amen. That's hot. Yeah, yeah, I took y'all there. And now y'all see why the ushers had that box of tissue and why the deacons keep that hanky. Yes, I see y'all wiping that sweat off y'all head. I understand. We're about to get our praise on. That was some new school, old school mix right there. But listen, listen, listen. I already told y'all what we going to do. We're going to let the old school and the new school do what they do. Amen. Goes right there. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for doing what you do. Here's Tim Thomas. And we're going to back this thing up. Praising God. Old school, new school. Search me, Lord. If you find anything that's not good in your sight, we want you to search it and move that thing out. Lord God, so that we can help move that thing as best we can with whatever we need to do. We are submitting ourselves to you as you make us more like our beloved Savior and your Son, Jesus the Christ. We are embracing for your spiritual uplift from the Word of God, 1 John, the 4th chapter and the 6th verse. We are going to bless you with some good inspirational word that we believe is just going to open up some understanding. We're talking about truth and error. Verse 6 of 1 John 4th chapter says, from the Amplified version of the Bible, we who teach God's word are from God, energized by the Holy Spirit. And whoever knows God through personal experience listens to us and has a deeper understanding of him. Whoever is not of God does not listen to us. By this we know, without any doubt, the spirit of truth, motivated by God, and the spirit of error, motivated by Satan. We, as the people of God, have a great obligation and commitment, first of all, to Almighty God, Most High. And then we owe responsibility to each other as fellow believers and co-laborers in Jesus the Christ. How so? We must teach and be taught. 1 John 4 and 6 says, we who teach God's word are from God, energized by the Holy Spirit. We are told to study, to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed. Rightly, hello, I said rightly dividing the word of truth. It is absolutely crucial to our witness and effectiveness in sharing the gospel of Jesus that we be very well enlightened, well-versed, and biblically literate in the word of God. We believers may at times be too dependent upon the knowledge and biblical intelligence of other hard-working, studying, meditating, and praying Bible scholars to spoon-feed us God's word as a cheap substitute for our own inconsistent Bible studying habits. 1 John 4 and 6 says, we who teach God's word are from God. Get that part. We are from God. We're not just out as like we're special agents under spiritual cloak and dagger trying to do our own thing. We're energized by the Holy Spirit. We have a living resident Bible tutor who delights in translating, deciphering, and decoding the rich internal substance of God's word. So when we are enlightened by Holy Spirit God, we are able to adequately and even eloquently speak what thus says the Lord, and not what we should speak on our own cognizance of solo blind understanding. Holy Spirit God provides his godly energy to saturate us within healing and he within us at the same time as we teach and speak as God's holy vessel and instrument. 1 John 4 and 6 says that whoever knows God through personal experience listens to us and has a deeper understanding of him, giving you some insightful, inspirational word of God to bless you and to keep you motivated in the very things of God Almighty. Amen. Goes right there. We want you to be blessed. We want you to let these words marinate in your spirit while we bring you Woman of God, gospel artist Gayla James, as we continue this old school, new school fellowship in the body of Christ. Amen. Goes right there. Aren't you just loving how God just works all things together for our good? Ha! I know I do.
Hello, I'm urban Christian artist Gayla James, an anointed gospel artist that is called by God to celebrate who he is in the highest. If you're in search of someone that would change the atmosphere with the spirit of great worship and praise for your concert, revival, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone, 239-867-1273, or by email, GaylaJames.James1@gmail.com. And you are listening to Fire, the gospel experience where the fire is moving, uplifting, an unrestrained experience of biblical inspiration and gospel music. I am inviting you to let the light of Jesus shine bright in your life. So by all means, keep it tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience, which will uplift your spirit and give you new strength. Be a blessing to your family, friends, and coworkers by telling them about Fire on this station. It's all about kingdom building.
Nothing's going right. All you do is fuss and fight. Your kids getting on your nerve. Lord, you need a word. People tripping on your job. Your trials getting way too hard. Lord, you need some relief from all this misery. God said, follow my lead. You can't go wrong. Follow my lead. He said, follow my lead. God said, follow my lead. Follow my lead. You can't go wrong. Follow my lead. He said, follow my lead. You've been through the storm and the rain. Been through heartache and pain. So much is going on. You think you're gonna go insane. People tripping on your job. Thought this way too hard. Lord, you need some relief from all this misery. God said, follow my lead. You can't go wrong. Follow my lead. He said, follow my lead. God said, follow my lead. Follow my lead. You can't go wrong. Follow my lead. God said, follow my lead. Oh, when you're going through problems, you gotta give it to God. And leave it there. He said, follow my lead. God said, follow my lead. You can't go wrong. Follow my lead. He said, follow my lead. God said, follow my lead. Follow my lead. You can't go wrong. Follow my lead. God said, follow my lead. Follow my lead, he said, follow. You can't go wrong if you follow my lead, God said, follow. You can't go wrong.
To my name.
you to call his name, because that's what I do. I don't have to wait until I get in trouble, y'all. I learned that if I call on the Lord in the good times and the bad times and everything in between, that just settles my soul so that I can be what the Apostle Paul said, whatever season or circumstance, I find myself being content. Amen. Contentment is a fruit of the Spirit. It's a gift from God Almighty. We are giving you some good inspiration from the Word of God from 1 John 4 and 6. And we left off where we were talking about, and whoever knows God through personal experience listens to us and has a deeper understanding of him. Now, listen, when we speak about knowing God experientially, we're not talking about lightning bolts God did on Mount Sinai with the children of Abraham after their Egyptian slavery exodus. No, no. We're speaking about the unforgettable time when you felt a unique experience through his presence in the room or in your mind or in your heart, where you knew this one had to be the one and only God that you've been reading about. Yes, unmistakably God, the Almighty One. 1 John 4 and 6 continues, whoever is not of God does not listen to us. We have come to know through our intimate experiential relationship with the Most High God that his word is true. It's inerrant. It's without need for correction. What's needed, beloved, is a humble heart and open mind to receive God's truth. Amen. And God's truth, we're talking about God's truth opposed to all the other lies and propaganda and false beliefs and religion. Now, when someone refuses to receive God's word, let me tell you something. When God's word is being refused, that is being properly translated and spoken, that is when they have identified themselves as either an unbeliever or a new convert struggling with submission. And I would dare say, a teachable spirit. So we know when the word of God tells us in 1 John 4 and 2, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Now, when we read the word of God, it's not properly handled, we give way to misquotes like what I just read in 1 John 4 and 2. That was the correct reading, but I've heard it said many times, try the spirits by the spirits, which I first heard that saying many, many years ago, which was not correct. We don't try the spirit by the spirit. That's a misquote from 1 John 4 and 2, where it says, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. Not properly understanding God's word has caused division regarding who qualifies in church positions as leaders, talking about pastors, or even signs of a believer, talking about speaking in tongues and water baptism, and the list goes on and on about so many different things that creates controversy and division and dissension within the body of Christ. And the devil will always create ways to muddy the waters about properly disseminating the word of God, because that is where our true and only power lies and lives. By this, we know without any doubt the spirit of truth motivated by God and the spirit of error motivated by Satan. We're still reading from 1 John 4th chapter, verse 6, Amplified Version. So let us be humble-minded in learning about our God, because the more we learn confirms the truth of how much more there is to learn. I personally believe that one of the many, many reasons that God grants us eternal life is first, yes, as our great reward for our faithfulness to Him, but also to fully know Him, which will take an endless eternity due to God being so vast and so unsearchable. Past any way of us finding out, it's going to take eternity, eternity, eternity to actually get to know God, which you mean never. But also, so that we will have the eternal time to say thank you over and over and over again and never, ever, never, ever get tired of doing so in our praise, gratitude, and worship to our Most High God. Amen. So it's right there. Great inspiration as we're talking about truth and error from 1 John 4 and 6 right here on this fire gospel experience. Old school, new school in the house. This is a new school with Champ and I. New music. Enough is enough.
We are a great nation of people. We, the black race, have come to America and have come to love it. But America doesn't love us back. We're sick and tired of being sick and tired. We're tired of the demoralized. And we have come to tell you today that enough is enough.
And the injustice.
Enough is enough.
because of the color of our skin.
Enough is enough.
Let's us know that enough.
Enough is enough.
Is enough.
Enough is enough. We're just not going to put up with it anymore. Sometimes, yes, as Christians, we do have to take our stand in regards to social justice, in terms of fair housing, and in terms of social equality, in terms of racism, hate, violence. We need to take our Christian stand and let people know that enough is enough. Sounds of Champ and I, featuring Jay. Yes, old school, new school, doing their thing right here in this Fire Gospel Experience. We are about to let this word of inspiration bless your soul in continuation with these beautiful gifted women of God. Here is woman of God, Dr. Victoria Dunstan, here to bless us and to give us word of inspiration recorded with her busy schedule, but not too busy to bless us here on Fire the Gospel Experience. Dr. Victoria Dunstan with word of inspiration just basically wants you to just listen, hold on.
Well, hello. This is Dr. Victoria Dunstan bringing you today's inspirational moment. I'd like to encourage you with two verses of scripture today. One out of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I want to encourage you to hold on with every fiber of your being to your faith, and don't allow the cares of this world to snatch your hope or your confidence away from God because you've had to wait. As you continue to wait, Isaiah 41, 10 and 13 says, "For I, the Lord thy God, will uphold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee." Listen, saints, be encouraged with these words. The Lord will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He's right there, as the scripture said, to hold your right hand. Don't be afraid, because he's helping you. He's working it out. Continue to hold on and wait before the Lord and watch how your strength will be renewed and you will have a tremendous testimony. Again, this is Dr. Victoria Dunstan bringing you today's inspirational moment. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Man, thank you so much, woman of God, Dr. Victoria Dunstan, for giving us that word of inspiration. Amen. Goes right there. You're tuned in to Fire the Gospel Experience, blessing you with all of these talented, blessed, anointed people of God. Dr. Victoria Dunstan, she is just phenomenal in what she do. She's a minister. She's an author. She is a gospel artist. And yeah, she got new music out here too. Y'all didn't know? I want y'all to listen to her. She's doing her thing. Here's Dr. Victoria Dunstan with her new project, Amos 9 and 13. It's going to happen so fast, you ain't going to believe it.
Where are the people at that believe that God can do absolutely anything? I want to hear you say something, because this is your declare something. You got to recognize that things will never go back to being the way that they were. You've entered into supernatural warp speed mode, where there's a divine release of miracle money, miracles, signs, wonders, where there's payday every day. Just believe.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
If you just believe.
It's going to happen.
Things are changing.
It's going to happen.
It's supernatural.
Supernatural, Amos 9 and 13 from Woman of God, Dr. Victoria Dunstan on this fire gospel experience. She was doing the thing, wasn't she? Yes, she was. Brought us some word of inspiration and came back with that supernatural blessing as the word of God speaks about it, Amos 9 and 13. I want to thank all of you beautiful people for tuning in, supporting this broadcast. Thank you to my special guest, Woman of God, Tamara Suber, the young queen of poetic expressions right here, for coming in and blessing us with so much inspiration, so much transparency, so much of that millennial knowledge that blesses us. I don't care how old, how young you think you are. Thank you. Maybe everybody can use some good, good inspiration. Thank you, Woman of God, Victoria Dunstan, for sending that recorded message. I want to leave you all with this final word of inspiration, that it's just a beautiful thing just to have knowledge of God, just to let God use us in ways that will bless us eternally. Don't you know that? And the word of God tells us in so many different ways. God speaks to us through his Holy Spirit. He lets us know. Don't you know that, listen, silence should be for reflection and redirection, not for withholding and reloading. Think about that. Let that get in your spirit as I leave you all with man of God, William T. Starrs. Old school, new school is in the house, because this is how we do it when we going in. William T. Starrs, going in. So until next time, y'all be blessed in Jesus. Love you, love you, love you. Praying for you. Ain't nothing you can do about it except love me back and pray for me. Y'all be blessed in the beautiful name of our Lord Jesus. Come on, William T. Stars, gonna we going in.
Word.
I'm going in. This is what I'm supposed to do. Check out my move.
Check out my move.
This how you supposed to do.
Hey,
watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move, Emmy.
Hey,
I'm going
in.
This how I'm supposed to do.
Hey,
check out my move.
Check out my move.
This how you supposed to do.
Hey,
watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move, Emmy. Hey, I keep it low key. They acting sus, don't approach me. I keep angels all around me. Only deal with them 100p. Once blind, but I too see. I'm too blessed to be worried about them. And they don't want me as they enemy, cause my enemies is my God's problem. Ay, I hit the top from the bottom.
Ay,
sold them the truth and they bought it.
Ay,
y'all gon' get used to the slaughter. I be in check with the order.
Check.
They be like, you said I'm Jordan.
Yeah.
I just cop them on, rock them.
Yeah.
I just stack them in the closet.
Ay,
I ain't here to show my profit.
Yeah.
I'm just here to raise the topic. Jesus Christ my only option. Bigger check, me bigger offerings. Could never pay back what it cost him.
Aye.
I just go in cause I know he's awesome. I'm in good hands like he's Allstate. I'm in the game like I'm Allstate. To see me go up, they cannot wait. I cannot take chances, so the chances are they gon' take a loss. My testimony's made of hard lessons. I'm in Abba's presence, this is his message. I'm a living weapon, he the living word. By the Holy Spirit, I done been immersed. I done been in Bentleys, I done been in furs. But you ain't been in nothing till you in a hearse. Better
put I'm going in.
This what I'm supposed to do. Check out my move.
Check out my move.
This how you supposed to do.
Hey,
watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move. Amen. the door.
Hey,
watch how he move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how he move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how he move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how he move. Amen. Riff it, beat the tracker for your boy. Hey, I put in work like a chore. He counsel my sin like a void. Favor falling, can't ignore it. I'm getting chips like a droid. Sauce dripping out my paws. But I'ma need of something more. That major key that's from the sauce. I ain't looking for awards. I'm just working for the Lord. I just got them balls sharpened double-edged swords that'll leave you about a scar. Fighting battles that ain't even ours. We ain't even under even odds. I only move by the cloud of fire. Y'all been misled by a falling lie. Holy Ghost is my supply. Holy smokes, I'm off the wire. I go from one to a thousand. Blessings on me, keep that coke and a smile. Ay, I've been down, it's been a while though. Since they hear me spit this pyro. The flow polar, call it cryo. When he coming back, only God knows. I'ma stay low till he say so. And move this word by the case low. I'm upholding my cheat code. Y'all observing me in beast mode. I'm plus one, that's the free throw. Y'all can see the his C note. I'ma walk out to him, catch a boat, and I'ma sleep sound, but y'all stay woke. I'm going
in.
This what I'm supposed to do.
Ay,
check out my move.
Check out my move.
This how you supposed to do.
Ay,
watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move. Amen.
Hey,
I'm going
in.
This how I'm supposed to do.
Ay,
check out my move.
Check out my move.
This how you supposed to do.
Ay,
watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move.
Watch how I move.
Watch how you move. Amen.
Share a bit of my life, share a bit of my life, share a bit of my life.